فذكر فما أنت بنعمة ربك بكاهن ولا مجنون.
So exhort them, O prophet, for by your Lord's grace, you are neither a soothsayer nor a madman. You are neither a soothsayer nor a madman. The earlier verses depict a scene of the hereafter. From here on, the discourse turns to berating the intense obduracy with which the Meccan unbelievers resisted the prophet's message. Apparently, the present verse is addressed to the prophet, peace be upon him. But in fact, its true purpose is to disabuse the unbelievers' minds of all false preconceived notions about him, viz., that he was a soothsayer or madman. The unbelievers are in effect being told not to apply these categories to the prophet, peace be upon him, for they do not apply to him.
أَمْ يَقُولُونَ شَاعِرٌ نَتَرَبَّصُ بِهِ رَيْبَ الْمَنُونَ.
Or do they say, he is a poet for whom we await an adverse turn of fortune?
قُلْ تَرَبَّصُوا فَإِنِّي مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُتَرَبِّصِينَ.
Tell them, wait, I too am waiting with you.
أَمْ تَأْمُرُهُمْ أَحْلَامُهُمْ بِهَذَا أَمْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ طَاغُونَ.
Do their minds prompt them to say such things? Or are they a people immersed in transgression?
Through these few sentences, the hollowness of the opponent's propaganda is fully brought out. The Quraysh notables pretended to be a bunch of smart people. But what was that wisdom that made them dub someone a poet when he was not a poet? To characterize someone as a madman when the entire community acknowledged him to be outstandingly wise? To brand someone a soothsayer when he was not even remotely related to soothsaying? Had they really made use of rational criteria to judge him, they would have arrived at one and the same judgment. But in this case, the Prophet, peace be upon him, was declared many things at the same time. Notwithstanding the contradiction involved, he was simultaneously declared a poet, a madman, and a sorcerer.
أَمْ يَقُولُونَ تَقَوَّلَهُ بَلْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
Do they say, he has himself fabricated the Quran? No, the truth is that they are altogether averse to believing.
فَلْيَأْتُوا بِحَدِيثٍ مِثْلِهِ إِن كَانُوا صَادِقِينَ.
If they are truthful in this, then let them produce a discourse of similar splendor.
أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ.
Did they come into being without any creator, or were they their own creators?
أَمْ خَلَقُوا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بَلْ لَا يُوقِنُونَ.
Or is it they who created the heavens and the earth? No, the truth is that they lack sure faith.
The unbelievers verbally admit that God is their creator as well as the creator of the whole universe. But when they are asked to worship only the one true God, they are infuriated to the point of coming to blows about it. This contradiction demonstrates that they simply lack sure faith.
أَمْ عِنْدَهُمْ خَزَائِنُ رَبِّكَ أَمْ هُمُ الْمُسَيْطِرُونَ.
Or do they have your Lord's treasures in their keeping, or have absolute authority over them?
This has been said in response to the objection of the Meccan unbelievers who wondered why of all people, Muhammad, son of Abdullah, peace be upon him, was designated God's messenger. The response suggests that, after all, someone had to be appointed God's messenger in order to rescue people from the error in which they were wallowing. And if it was necessary to do so, who else was the best judge to decide who should be designated as his messenger? Now, if the Meccans refused to believe that the messenger had been designated by God himself, this could only mean one of two things. Either they considered themselves to be invested with Godhead, or that while they accepted God as the Lord of his realm, they nevertheless believed that he should carry out their edicts.
أَمْ لَهُمْ سُلَّمٌ يَسْتَمِعُونَ فِيهِ فَلْيَأْتِ مُسْتَمِعُهُمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ.
Or do they have a ladder whereon they can climb, and attempt to listen to what is transpiring in the higher realm? Then let any of them who has listened to it produce a clear proof of it.
أَمْ لَهُ الْبَنَاتُ وَلَكُمُ الْبَنُونَ.
Or does Allah have daughters whereas you have sons? Or does Allah have daughters whereas you have sons?
The opponents who denied the Prophet's teachings are being asked if they themselves had any dependable means of knowing the reality. Had any one of them traveled to the higher realms and come to know from God at first hand that their beliefs on which their religion rested were wholly true? And if such was their claim, let them consider the odd fact that they assigned daughters to God, even though they regarded daughters as a mark of disgrace for themselves.
أَمْ تَسْأَلُهُمْ أَجْرًا فَهُمْ مِنْ مَغْرَمٍ مُثْقَلُونَ.
Or is it that you ask of them any recompense so that they should fear to be weighed down under the burden of debt?
أَمْ عِنْدَهُمُ الْغَيْبُ فَهُمْ يَكْتُبُونَ.
Or is it that they have access to the truths in the realm beyond sense perception which they are writing down? Or is it that they have access to the truths in the realm beyond sense perception which they are writing down?
How could the unbelievers feel so sure in denying the Prophet's statements about facts beyond the ken of sense perception? Had they investigated all this and observed that what the Prophet, peace be upon him, said was contrary to the truth?
أَمْ يُرِيدُونَ كَيْدًا فَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا هُمُ الْمَكِيدُونَ.
Or are they contriving a stratagem against you? If so, that stratagem will rebound against the unbelievers.
أَمْ لَهُمْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ.
Do they have any God other than Allah? Exalted be Allah above whatever they associate with Him in His divinity.
وَإِن يَرَوْا كِسْفًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ سَاقِطًا يَقُولُوا سَحَابٌ مَرْكُومٌ.
So obstinate are they that even if they were to see some fragments of the sky falling down, they would still say, it is only a massive cloud.
فَذَرْهُمْ حَتَّى يُلَاقُوا يَوْمَهُمُ الَّذِي فِيهِ يُصْعَقُونَ.
So leave them alone until they encounter that day of theirs when they shall be struck down.
يَوْمَ لَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ.
When their stratagem shall be of no avail to them, nor shall they be succored.
وَإِنَّ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا عَذَابًا دُونَ ذَلِكَ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
Surely, a chastisement awaits the wrongdoers even before the coming of that day, but most of them do not know.
وَاصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ فَإِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ.
Be patient then, O Prophet, until the judgment of your Lord comes. For surely you are before our eyes. And celebrate the praise of your Lord when you rise. And celebrate the praise of your Lord when you rise up.
The believers are told that when they commence their prayers, they should be glorifying God. In compliance with this, the Prophet, peace be upon him, directed that the following words be recited after saying Allahu Akbar to signal the commencement of the prayer. Glory and praise be to you, O Allah. Blessed be your name and exalted be your honor. There is no God apart from you.
وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَسَبِّحْهُ وَإِدْبَارَ النُّجُومِ.
And also celebrate his praise at night and at the retreat of the stars. and at the retreat of the stars.
This signifies the Fajr prayer.